Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're looking at the problem of lead and testing in area schools. You have a front page piece on this today.
Yeah, it's as if the residents of the Rensselaer County community of Hoosick Falls didn't already have enough health worries. The Hoosick Falls Central School District has done their lead testing as required by law, and they had to shut off three major faucets at the junior-senior high school after the tests showed an elevated level of lead, 30 times the allowable limit. Of course, Hoosick Falls has already taken major precautions during the past year to protect the water. This follows the discovery of widespread PFOA contamination in the public water supply. A new filtration system to clean out the industrial chemical is set to be completed in a matter of weeks, but the school district isn't even connected to that water system, but they put in their own filtration system. Of course, it doesn't cover lead, which happens at where the various soldering joints are in the infrastructure of the pipes in the school. So they've shut it down. They're going to go back through and remove all the bad solder, but it's just one more headache in Hoosick Falls.
Speaking of headaches, the Troy budget.
Yes, it's the financially strapped city of Troy is preparing now to lay off up to 90 employees and to cut services after budget negotiations broke down. They have to pass a budget this week under law, and unless they can agree on a spending plan, they have to stay within the state tax cap, and that means they can only raise taxes a tiny bit. Mayor Patrick Madden, a Democrat, is squaring off with the Republicans who control the city council. He is proposing a nearly 23% property tax increase. They only want it to be around 10%, and unless they can agree by the end of the day, they're going to have major problems on their hands, like a lot of communities around the state.
We'll keep our eyes on that. Now to a story about embezzlement.
Yeah, a Greene County woman who worked as an accounting manager in Albany has admitted stealing $3.1 million from her employer. It happened over a 10-year period. Diane Backus pled guilty in federal district court. She said that she, over a period of 10 years, took $3.1 million and put it into her own use. The company, Cargill, which is a major international food conglomerate, has some offices at the Port of Albany, and that's where she worked in accounting. She'll be sentenced early next year.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. A pleasure to have him join us every Tuesday morning, when it's possible, of course. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.